Henderson.
He's Don Juan Murillo.
Spanet, you should be resting.
Don Juan Murillo, once called the Tiger
of San Pedro. My God. Here, sit down.
Thank you. Oh, that man is the most bloodthirsty tyrant ever to rule a country. For 10 years, his name was a terror through all Central America. Now he's escaped again. Garcia is dead, and that monster still lives.
You knew, Mr. Holmes?
I suspected.
The green and the white are San Pedro colors.
Our rallying cry. Our symbol of hope. Hope.
The law will see him punished.
The law? The law, sir. What does the law of England care for the rivers of blood shed years ago in San Pedro? For the lives he ruined? The thousands he tortured and put to death? To you, it's like crimes committed on some other planet. But we know. We know.
We, madam?
My real name is Signora Victor Durando. My husband was the San Pedro minister in London. He met me and married me there. And a nobler man never lived. Murillo recalled him on some pretext and had him shot. That was just before the uprising. When the palace was stormed, Murillo, his two children, and his chief of staff, Lucas, the secretary, they'd all gone. And most of the country, the wealth, with them.
Murillo has not been heard of since.
For years we've tracked that man. Penetrated the disguises, seen through the false names and the forged papers. I managed to get a place as his governess.
He didn't recognize you?
He didn't know me. When my husband was recalled, he refused to take me with him. It was almost as if he had some premonition. And so I sat across the table from the Tiger of San Pedro. I smiled on him and did my duty by his children. And I bided my time.
How did he come to suspect you?
I don't know. I must have been careless with some previous message. My job was to keep the others in touch with his movement.
There were just the four of you?
Oh, there are more than 20 times that number. The only reason I'm still alive is that Murillo wanted more names. But I told him nothing. Oh, he tried. But he tried in vain.
There are several knife wounds to Madame Durando's body, made to cause the maximum pain and draw the minimum of blood. The work of an expert.
Oh, yes. He's an expert.
But you withstood him.
Once I knew what he'd done to Garcia. Oh, God, the way he boasted of it. My hatred gave me the strength. If only I'd stood up to him the first time, the note would never have been sent. Garcia would...
Easy, man. You mustn't blame yourself.
Garcia is dead. But another will take his place. And if needs be, another after him and another. Gentlemen, I'm a member of a society which will never rest until our work is done. We are Los que recuerdan a los muertos, those who remember the dead. We honor their memory, and we seek justice in their name.
So your plan was to capture Murillo and return him to San Pedro for trial?
You're a good man, Doctor. But if your family had been butchered as ours were butchered... No, that was not our plan.
So, Baines, a chaotic case.
Yes, indeed.
Technically, of course, Madame Durando and her associates are guilty of conspiracy to murder.
I fancy that Henderson's crimes will overshadow everything else when it comes to court.
To court?
Oh, did you think he'd got clean away? Yeah, while you and the good doctor were dealing with the lady, I wired Scotland Yard. There's a splendid welcoming committee waiting for that train at Waterloo.
Baines, there are four stations between Isha and the terminus. That train stops at every one of them.
No, it does.